And aloha. Aloha, Divine Ones. Welcome to Wisdom from the Rainforest. I am your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda, and welcome to my rainforest garden. We are recording these words on the Big Island, Hawaii, about 10 minutes by car from Kilauea Crater in Hawaii National Park, and it is my favorite moments, the liminal moments of the morning, those teeter-totter moments between night and day. The kokui frogs are silent for the most part, and the birds are taking over in their praise of the morning. Several little rescue cats just running about. And Sylvester, bless his heart, still with us at 16 and wondering why we're out on this brisk morning. It's always so interesting here. The weather just changes on a dime, and when the wind comes from one direction, it's warm and soft, but the wind is coming from the other direction, whatever that is. I find it so hard to ground myself in directions here. We are, I was just thinking, where are we? It's about 3,100 feet, 32 perhaps, above sea level, just surrounded by water, by forest, so hard to really ground in a direction, but I know when it comes from the direction it's coming in this morning, that it is a bit of a chilly air. And I say this having spoken to my parents yesterday, who still live in Chicago, when the weather, they said, was topping at like 38, and that is not acceptable in my world any longer. So perhaps it's about 60, I'd say, here this morning, but feeling a bit brisk. So let's get to it. So many messages that are coming, tapping into universal energies this morning in our energy snapshot. The last five mornings for me have not been quiet, restful sleeps. There's just lots going on in my heart and body, resonating to the building energy of this island and the world. And in fact, as I was waking this morning, in those precious moments between the sleep and waking, I could hear very clearly my guide say that she will rumble again. And I knew in my heart, and have known, as I feel these familiar rumblings throughout my own body, that indeed the crater will, I don't want to say become active, because we all know that what we see on the surface is not an indication of what's going on in the heart of the earth. But as I was at the surface of the crater yesterday, there's no lava to be seen, just steam. But those of us who are sensitive can feel. And I feel this energy building, and this energy in the world right now building. This is not and has not been for some time, a quiet and light and fluffy energy. It's all seriousness, and it was just to get to the get-go when 2004 started. It's this sensation of, say, a big giant taking steps, one step at a time, and the earth rumbling, which each time the foot hits the earth, that is the image I'm being shown, and the feeling that I am receiving from the universe right now. It's all seriousness, and it's the call to the light workers. It's like the alarm is sounding, and it's time. Those of you who are hearing these words, you know deep within you the work that you've been called to do, and it's time to get to it. Don't let distractions get in your way. Really focus, ground down into this eternal now, to this moment. Feeling into, and I stress feeling, way past time to get out of our heads and into our heart space, reconnecting to universal energy and to our divine purpose. And if you're not clear in your divine purpose, that is certainly work that I can assist you with and guide you. I've helped many along the way to just really connect to your heart center. You know what's in there. This game is all about trust. Trusting. And just movement. It's about action now. And of course, we're still in Aries energy, just for a bit longer before our Taurian sisters take over in their methodic, mountain-like way. I myself have a Taurian daughter. And it's just amazing, 2 weeks in the physical calendar, what a difference it makes in energy. But I digress. Reconnecting now myself to what's present this morning. You know what you are here to do, sweet sister. So in essence, get to it. The universe is supporting you, your angels and guides are supporting you, and a gentle reminder from them that you are not alone, ever. You might look at yourself in the mirror and see with your human eyes only one face reflecting, but if you go into yourself and feel and see from those inner spaces, you will see that you are surrounded by benevolent creatures, by your guardians, by your angels, benevolent ancestors that are all around you. And the wind whips up now, I feel like, is a sign from them to say, yes, yes, we are all around. Trust that we are here. Trust that we are supporting you on this mission, your divine purpose. And the other message this morning is to let go of perfectionism. All of us, we live in the society of just judgment, don't we? And we've all gone to, at some moments, to that space of criticism, self-judgment, self-doubt. And we wait sometimes to put our work out in the world for what we view is perfectionism, and a strong push from the universe right now to just let that go. You know, if you saw my Instagram message, reel, little video, I call them, if I put out yesterday, you can find on Wisdom from the Rainforest. You know, I just spent hours in the jungle hacking back and weed whacking. Certainly, it was not a perfect hair moment or anything. It's just what is. So be in that space, sisters. Just be real. Be you. We need to show the world what real really is, don't we? We need to show the world what real women look like in real moments. Wake up in the morning, and if you're inspired, go out and make a video. Don't worry about what the physical image you're projecting, because you are projecting your soul self in your message. So just go for it. If I waited till I felt my outside image matched, I don't know, some whatever, it would never happen. So a strong push from the universe to let perfection go and just be real. Be real, get out there, put your words out there, whatever it is that you are called to do, whether it be art, music, mysticism, writing, or just being yourself in a gentle, kind, and compassionate way. Whatever it is, just be real and just do it. That's the message this morning. I've got multitude of animals on me. The sky, again, this time of the year, it just goes from dark to light, it seems instantly. But a lovely morning it is here. Perhaps we'll see blue sky. Yesterday it started out like this, and there was a hint of sun, and felt so just nourishing to feel that warmth of the sun. And by the time I went in to change into shorts to come out, it was pouring rain. That is the rainy season here. I'm so excited, sisters, for what is coming. The message for me is you build it and they will come. And so I will trust in that and build the space that we can welcome sisters. We can welcome you here those of you who are called and will be called to be present in this medicine, in this magical space that is rainforest, that is ocean, that is volcano, that is mountains, that is, it is just so much here. And it is, of course, Goddess and Pele. And she will call, sisters, those who she will call, and there will be a space to come to that we can sing and support each other in ceremony and ritual, to shed and let go and to welcome the new. So I'm so excited for that which is evolving. And I'm letting go of my own perfected images of this space and just allowing creation to take hold. And I must thank my magical cosmic sister, Krista, the crystal goddess of many parts of the world. In our reconnection, that message came through in her medicine. So I thank you, dear sister, for that gift the other day. I am heeding that message. And just being in a space of allowing for all options to be present. I'm open to all possibilities. It's a famous mantra of mine when I hold dear, when I feel that I'm getting too stuck in my own head and the vision that I feel needs to happen. So letting that go and inviting you to join me in that, being open to all possibilities and allowing the universe to choose, because she knows best. All right, dear sisters. Oh, there's my new, forgotten about her, my new banana baby plant. I thought, all right, let me try this, growing banana plants in the rainforest. Not sure if it's their favorite spot, but I've seen them quite a few, so gonna give it a go. Of course, I bought the biggest one because, you know, there was four to choose from, one teeny tiny little one, and then I went right for the big tall one, the statement piece, the banana plant statement piece. So I had wanted to plant her yesterday, but it was pouring rain, and although, you know, you can plant in the pouring rain, not my favorite time to do so. So, okay, I'm going to say it's complete this morning. Sisters, thank you for choosing to fly. That went through my head right now, but thank you from a heart filled with gratitude for being present with me this morning. You are listening to Wisdom from the Rainforest with your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda, wishing you nothing but love, peace, and blessings from my heart to yours, sisters. I got to come up with a farewell. So my farewells just seem to go on. So it will come, put out to the rainforest. If you have any thoughts, you know, you're welcome to chime in. Join us on Instagram, Wisdom from the Rainforest. And I've just thrown up a YouTube under Maya Ananda. And hopefully can make a video accompaniment to this message later today. Again, wishing you joy, abundance, peace, and happiness, and of course, love. Bye.